Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physicians Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
And away we go, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical, gorgeous Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who's on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone to this amazing show here today. We hope you're as excited as we are. We are beyond excited to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and really one of the true elite doctors from the great state of Wisconsin. We want to welcome our most special guest here today, Dr. Craig Slepinski from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Welcome, Dr. Slepinski.
Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Bard. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm excited to share, what I know about spinal decompression and getting people's backs feeling better.
We are beyond excited here today. We know it's a real treat, a real honor to have you with us here today, Dr. Slepinski. And for many of you who are first-time listeners to our national broadcast here, one of the things that our audience happens to love about this show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Craig Slepinski from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, but during our show, they really, really get an up-close and a very, very personal look from behind the curtain, if you will, as to why you, Dr. Slepinski, have been so amazingly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who unfortunately are suffering from back pain or suffering from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and many of whom are in a situation of what we would call more of a degenerative or more of a chronic type of situation, a chronic pain syndrome. And we're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool here today with respect to the simple fact that you are known nationally for a very, very special technology. It is a technology that you have really moved to the forefront and really showcased in your practice. It is known as non-surgical spinal decompression. And can you share with our listening audience, Dr. Slepinski, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Non-surgical decompression is a solution for back pain. Non-surgical decompression is an alternative for back surgery, and non-surgical decompression is changing the way people are handling back pain. It's a cost-effective, gentle process that utilizes computer technology to take a herniated disc and to help retract it segment by segment. It's much different than traction. Research has shown that traction is not an effective way to deal with disc herniations. But spinal decompression is shown to be 86 to 91% effective. There was a study out called the McClure study, and it took 500 pre-surgical cases. After that study, 91% no longer needed surgery. Most people are in that category of that 91%. Non-surgical decompression is changing the way that people are treating back pain one patient at a time.
It's really amazing. It really is. And the question that I have right away when I hear that is, who are the best candidates for this type of procedure, this type of treatment?
People that are in pain. People that have neck pain, people that have back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, burning, people that have trouble when they get out of bed in the morning, people that have trouble when they go to bed at night. People that are having trouble sleeping because of numbness in their fingers or toes, pain that's radiating down the leg, pain during the activities of daily living. You know, if you're lifting your children or your grandchildren and you have pain, you probably do have a bulge or herniated disc.
Now, this is very interesting because obviously in a perfect world, you would be able to accept all the patients who really travel far distances to come see you, Dr. Slepinski. We're well aware of the fact that there are patients that are traveling not just between counties and even states, but actually regions to be able to come see you, and which is a true credit to you and your team, of course. But one of the things that you're known for is your protocols for acceptance of a patient and how you determine who qualifies and who can be accepted with simply your assessment, your examinations, and your evaluations. Can you elaborate a little bit on that in terms of your procedure for acceptance of a patient for care?
Sure. You know, when someone calls and they're interested in decompression, what we do is we offer a free consultation. So they'll come in, they'll meet with me, we'll do an exam and evaluation, we'll go over their medical history, we'll take x-rays, and we'll order an MRI if we need to, and we'll look and see if decompression is something that we can help with. If it's something that we can help with and I feel confident in that, I'll share that with the patient, and if it's not, I'll refer them to the appropriate care. Most people can be helped with decompression. Some can't, and those people that we can't, we'll refer those people out to someone that can help them.
Now, we are joined here live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, broadcasting here live from our studios here in sunny South Florida, here in Palm Beach, Florida, with our most special guest, Dr. Slepinski, Dr. Craig Slepinski from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And would you be kind enough, Dr. Slepinski, to share your contact information for patients that may have a question or two regarding your phone number and your website?
Sure. Our phone number is 262-248-4105, and our website is www.spinalrehabandchirocenter.com. Alternatively, they can just Google spinal decompression in Lake Geneva, and our Discenters of America website will pop up, and that will direct you to my page. And there's videos on there that you can look at. We have testimonials and information on how exactly decompression helps. So there's a lot of great information. So if anybody's considering, surgery, the first thing that I would have them do is just take a look at our website and see if this is something that would benefit them. And chances are it is something that they could help with and something that would help them to avoid surgery.
That is great. It really is. And one of the questions that was sent into our show that we wanted to ask you is the difference between what is commonly known as an MRI versus an X-ray, and obviously the importance or the necessity of an MRI. Can you share with our audience a little bit about the difference between the two?
Yeah, I've been practicing for about 10 years now, and I've seen a lot of changes in healthcare. I think one of the greatest changes in healthcare is technology. Technology has not only changed on your phones, but it's changed in the way we as doctors deal with patients. So imagine now that you're through technology that can actually diagnose you better. That technology is called an MRI. 30 years ago, MRIs didn't exist, or they were not approachable or affordable. Today, MRIs are affordable, and they actually give us a video image of the herniation. Is there one herniation? Is there multiple herniations at any segment? How bad is that herniation? So we can see that through the MRI study, and then we can also see through spinal decompression that we can actually target that specific disc where that herniation is. So imagine through computerization, we can target that specific disc. Not pull the spine apart, not irritate it, but gently alleviate that and to remove the herniated disc. Spinal decompression is something that is revolutionary, but the change is the change in technology. Technology is not only working in your homes, your televisions, and on your phone, but it's also working in our doctor's offices, and it's working getting patients better. I have an example. I had a patient a couple months ago, and he was all set for surgery, and he came in, and I reviewed his MRI, And he was basically crawling in, and he had surgery scheduled 2 months later. And, you know, his big thing was his motorcycles. He loved riding motorcycles. And he was worried that he was never going to be able to ride a motorcycle again. Well, after 2 months of care, the man is back to riding motorcycles and enjoying life, and he canceled his surgery. He didn't need it anymore. So that's all thanks to, you know, the imaging that we were able to use that helped with the treatment and, you know, the decompression table along with the other therapies that we do at our office.
It's absolutely incredible. It really is, especially in terms of some of the groundbreaking technology that you've introduced. You're really such a high-tech office, but at the same time, your attention to detail and your attention to patient care is really, really unmatched. And, you know, I get a chance to brag on you a little bit because I happen to know you outside of this radio show and the simple fact that I know your commitment to excellence and I know what you've done and I know that you actually have the highest level available in the world in terms of training, in terms of university-based certification in spinal decompression. And can you share a little bit about that in terms of the differences to your national level of certification and especially your affiliation in terms of being a Disc Center of America?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Perry. I am part of a Disc Centers of America. And Disc Centers of America sets the gold standard for disc pathology and spinal decompression. We utilize a training program which is held at Parker University, and it's a national certification program, of which doctors must spend their time on their own to do this. And we learn setting protocols that are cost-effective and as gentle as possible on the patient. You know, Disc Centers of America doctors are the best trained. In America, they provide the gold standard for again, their ability to handle disc conditions. They understand that the patient comes first, but they specialize in treatment of disc pain.
You know, you're such a great communicator. One of the things that I love about you is the simple fact, as do your patients, obviously, is you have this really like this really like humble, magnetic quality about you, and I think that just comes from just a confidence level. And I think it's interesting the fact that if you look in the dictionary, it's very funny. If you look under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor actually happens to be teacher. And I think that's one of your incredible strengths, Dr. Slepinski, is your ability to really empower your patients, teach your patients, to really involve your patients in their healing and in their disc repair. And it's such a beautiful thing to really watch. And in addition to that, I think it's also very interesting in terms of what you've done to help support that treatment with respect to additional technology, specifically one area that you're also known for, which is the utilization of laser therapy as well. Can you share with our audience, Dr. Slepinski, how does laser therapy affect the healing in terms of disc repair and the overall healing of the patient?
Sure. So first, going back to you know, education, you know, one of our strengths, I think, at this office is that we want to make sure patients fully understand, you know, the nature of their condition, what exactly is going on. You know, we review their MRI with them in detail. You know, we always like them to bring, you know, a spouse or a significant other with them so they can go over the exact condition and how we can get them, you know, better. And not only do we use spinal decompression, but we also use laser technology to help them get better. And laser technology acts like a magnet to the blood. It actually draws blood into the area and reduces inflammation. So imagine we can take a herniated disc, reduce that herniation, and then through laser we can reduce the inflammation. The patient is going to get quicker results, less expensive results, and they're going to get great results. And then the disc is going to heal better and stronger for them.
So, in essence, this is light therapy that is super gentle, beyond gentle. To my knowledge, that the patient actually doesn't feel anything when they're actually having laser therapy introduced because of the utilization often with cold laser and more. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, they don't feel anything at all with laser. You know, it's just it's a really strong light beam that stimulates the mitochondria and it jumpstarts the healing process in the cells. So with light therapy, you really don't feel anything. Same with decompression. You know, when we put patients on the decompression table, they really don't feel anything at all. You know, and that's a good thing because if the patients feel it, if they feel the pull, if they feel something, their muscles are going to fight that pull, and then we're only stretching out the muscle. But by bypassing that muscle guarding reflex, we're able to target the disc and the ligaments, and that's how we're able to, you know, to get them better. So, you know, people have a gentle, relaxing experience when they come in, and you know, they really don't feel it, and they just feel better. So that's part of our process and our goal here when they come in.
That's great. Now, you could have practiced coming out of school, being in as much of demand as you were. You could have practiced anywhere in the country. And I'm curious, Dr. Slepinski, why did you choose Lake Geneva to practice?
Lake Geneva is a great place to live. I mean, we have a beautiful lake. We have a beautiful tight community here. You know, it's a small town. But we're close to Milwaukee. We're close to Chicago. So we get a lot of different people that are coming to visit our beautiful area. Lake Geneva, Wisconsin is arguably one of the most beautiful places in Wisconsin to be. And, you know, I just love it. My wife and my family just love living here. So I couldn't have picked a better place to be.
It really is. Now, I think it's also interesting in the fact that there is a specific percentage of your practice that's actually dedicated, that you've specifically dedicated to individuals who unfortunately have suffered a work-related injury or are basically on a what we would call a workers' compensation claim. Bottom line is they got injured on the job and it was an accident. Nobody planned on it. It just happened. And as a result, those patients are actually handled a little bit differently because I know that there's some paperwork involved with that your office really just holds their hand all the way through. Can you elaborate a little bit on how you've been able to really position your clinic so successfully in the treatment of individuals who unfortunately suffered an on-the-job injury?
Yeah, so, you know, back injury, low back injury, is the most common form of injury at work. So what we do is that we get our patients better. We get them back to work quicker, you know, and we're actually fixing the problem. So we do handle a lot of back workers' compensation claims. Patients that come in here, you know, they don't have to worry about bills for that because it's, you know, under Wisconsin law, if you hurt your back at work, you know, you're covered, and in the therapy that we provide here at this office is something that is covered, you know, under workers' compensation law. So we see a lot of back pain, and the patients get better, you know, quickly. And here's the nice thing about the decompression and the laser is that we're not masking the symptoms. We are actually fixing the problem. You know, if you go in and you just go on pain medication or take a cortisone injection to your back, you're just masking the symptoms. I always use the analogy of, let's say you sprain your ankle, and you just take pain medication to cover up the pain of walking on that sprained ankle. Well, what are you doing to your ankle? You know, if you keep on walking on it, well, you're going to make the ankle worse. Just because you're not feeling the pain doesn't mean that the problem has gone away. So same thing with your back. You know, if you're just taking medication and covering up the symptoms of it, your back is going to get worse in the long run. You know, the pain might go away, but it's not fixing the problem, and we're going to fix the problem, you know, correct, the right way. So, yeah, we do take a lot of, and we handle a lot of workers' compensation claims with really good success.
Just excellent, really just excellent. And I'm very curious. One of the things I wanted to ask you because, you know, we all get the same amount of hours in the day, 24 hours in the day, but if there's a way that you have figured out to squeeze more juice out of it, especially with your commitment to your patients and especially all the things that you've done to prepare yourself to be simply the best. So I was curious that when you're not in your clinic, Doc, helping all the patients that you do get better, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, you know, my hobby is, you know, besides being with my family, I really enjoy sailing and camping. So that's my big activity. You know, I have access to a 40-foot sailboat right on Lake Michigan, and in the summertime, I love taking that boat out. So that's what I like to do.
So is there a certain type of fish you like to catch?
No fishing, just sailing. Just being out there, no motor. Yeah, just the quiet, I guess, the quiet, the wind going through. That's my hobby.
The beautiful, beautiful thing here. And before we go, we just wanted to also, would you be one more time before we go, can you share your contact information one more time as far as your phone number and your website?
Sure. It's 262-248-4105 is the phone number, and our website is www.spinalrehabandchirocenter.com. Alternatively, you know, Google disc decompression, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and our information will show up.
Where does the time go? You were such an amazing guest. I know you have to get back to your patients, and I can't thank you enough, Dr. Slepinski, for taking the time out of your busy day to share such incredible knowledge with us here today on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We want to thank all our listeners. You guys are incredibly loyal, and we love your questions, and we definitely encourage you to continue to send them in. And just a great, great show. Thank you, Dr. Slepinski, one more time. Just an awesome, awesome guest, and just a beautiful, beautiful guy. So in that regard, we want to thank you guys for listening. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, we want to thank you guys for listening. And we will see you next time on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Make it a great one.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.